A little over a year ago, 249 artists from all over the state submitted portfolios of work hoping to be included in the Honolulu Museum's Artists of Hawaii exhibition. 8 artists were selected, and the 61st edition of Artists of Hawaii is currently on view. The Honolulu Museum's getting a well-deserved reputation for fun parties. The Artists of Hawaii opening was no exception. Museum Deputy Director Allison Wong already had the 0.5 PPI app on her phone.
It's pixelating everything it sees.
Mm-hmm. And then you can change the exposure.
Then on her phone were pixelated images of Von Lu and Indru Watermore.
For me, one of the high points of the exhibition is Emily McElroy's large painting of hummingbirds.
Contemporary art curator Jay Jensen, on a quieter day in the gallery, were before a wall-sized work of darkened reds and greens. Wings beat, a flurry of feathers. It's disquieting, this merging of forms.
I think it's really one of the best paintings I've seen out of Hawaii in a long time.
Lauren Trangmar proposes a new process of creation in the style of antique engravings. Alyssa Chang's Candids of Waikiki Tourists capture creatures out of their element. Allison Best's glamorous sunsets are actually long exposure photos of oil tankers working nights off West Oahu. For Maui, Akira Iha's paintings are ruminations on weathering.
He basically sort of works for himself because there's really no significant market for the work here. And I think that's one of the situations that a lot of the artists, even the top ones, face.
What about today? They can market to the world, can't they? I mean, that's
the big
phrase. They
can, but an artist really needs to have someone who is actively promoting their work.
Know any artists too busy making a living to promote themselves? Miley Iwata may be one of them. She's had a hand in countless public art projects, and her years of multimedia come together in this installation. Takuan.
It's just a tremendous contemporary work.
I was impressed by the quality and the absolute sincerity of everybody.
Stefan Yost, director of the Honolulu Museum.
I'm also struck by how interested everybody is in process. A lot of it is about how something is being made. Art history shows very clearly that great artists know and work with other great artists. You know, Van Gogh and Gauguin went on vacation together. Jasper Johns and Robert Rauschenberg, you know, they were lovers. Great artists know and influence each other. So what my hope is what we're doing is putting together a group of artists and giving them time and the resources to actually talk and influence each other, because that's how an amazing art scene emerges.
In Artists of Hawaii, Big Islander Jesse Holding offers drawings by magnets and a plexiglass column of whirling water. Why not prepare for your visit by downloading the 0.5 PPI Collective's app, and you can start pixelating today. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.